This is TechCrunch.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Twiga lays off 33% of its staff, disbands in-house delivery, and introduces Logistics Marketplace, by Annie Njanja. Twiga will conduct another round of layoffs to keep its business afloat amid macroeconomic headwinds that have made capital harder to raise and forced venture-backed companies to scale down their operations. The Kenyan B2B e-commerce platform said it's laying off 283 employees, representing 33% of its 850 workforce, as it pushes for a lean, agile, and cost-effective organization. Twiga said it is making new strategic operating adjustments, including doing away with in-house delivery, which was supported by leased trucks, and in its place hiring contractors on a per-use basis. To this effect, the company has introduced a logistics marketplace that opens up its delivery services to independent truckers. The company said its marketplace's route-to-market tool will bring down its logistics costs by 40%. This is the second time that the company is getting rid of an in-house department after it dismissed its sales team for independent agents. The company told TechCrunch it has also shut down 10 distribution centers in Nairobi and moved all operations to a modern 200,000-square-foot warehouse it opened officially last year. Twiga's products include the Soko Yetu platform, which enables vendors to buy from a list of suppliers, and Twiga Fresh, its flagship fresh produce venture that seeks to solve traceability challenges, stockouts, and price volatility. Twiga Foods' limited operations are still up and running. However, based on recent corporate fine-tuning processes, Twiga has taken several interventions to optimize its operations and enhance operating efficiencies. These interventions include the introduction of a logistics marketplace, adopting a central warehouse model at Tatu City, and transitioning our sales approach to a commission-based agents model has also resulted in improved operating efficiency, said Twiga co-founder and CEO Peter Njonjo. Twiga, co-founded by Njonjo and Grant Brook in 2014, also confirmed that its Western Kenya operations are ongoing, although some buyers were unable to place orders. It maintained that it is working on improving its Western Kenya operations in a bid to optimize service in the region. The optimization process will involve the design of an improved route-to-market model in Western Kenya regions such as Kisumu, Kisii, and Eldoret, which a single central depot may ultimately serve once the process is complete. Our Kampala, Uganda depot continues to operate, as does our Taita Taveta farm operations, said Njonjo. Twiga cited its customers' declining purchasing power as the other reason for the changes. The company joins the growing list of startups in Africa and across the globe, including B2B e-commerce platforms like Kopia and MarketForce, that are downsizing amid a slowdown in VC funding, which has made capital expensive and hard to access. It is particularly instructive to note that in the last 24 months, the macroeconomic environment has changed dramatically, locally and internationally, escalating the cost of capital significantly. The cost of capital has increased substantially for venture-backed startups, and there is a need to restructure the business model and make it more resilient to the prevailing environment. Those who do not change will not be here tomorrow, said Njonjo. Twiga counts Paris and Nairobi-based family office and private equity firm Creative, TLCom Capital, IFC Ventures, DOB Equity, and Goldman Sachs spin-off Juven among its backers.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.